Up next, another session of The Night Before. This one's about all-night study culture. I recorded it early in the summer, but I've been saving it until now since school's back in. So I sat down with CKUT volunteers Jamika and Jayan, and we talked about studying late, why we do it, how it affects us, and whether or not students should be thought of as workers, too. Have a listen.
Hi, my name is Jayan.
And my name's Jamika.
And we're here today to talk about all-night study culture. So maybe it'd be good to just start out with, each of us go around and talk about our experience with all-night study culture. I can start. I was a McGill student. I graduated in 2012, and I was studying music. And I'd say that I was a regular... I regularly pulled all-nighters, and I was definitely frequently in the 24-hour library, or else just working at my res in first year and then at home or at 24-hour cafes. It sort of became a part of my lifestyle. And as I continued throughout school, from year to year, I guess the frequency with which I did it kind of waned for a variety of reasons, both because I think it was starting to take its toll on my body, and as I got older, I just couldn't do it anymore. Maybe, hopefully, I got a little bit better at time management as a result. But basically, I think it started in first year where I just had so much energy and it didn't seem to be a problem. And probably started mostly because I was a terrible procrastinator and always doing way too many things at once. But then once I got over the procrastination and the guilt associated with that, it just kind of became like a sport almost. It was like I kind of wanted to... I almost had something to prove to myself that I could do these marathon sessions, and every time I did it, it seemed to work, and that became a vicious cycle because I just kept doing it to accomplish tasks. It was sort of my only way of writing essays, for example. Yeah. Anybody want to go from there?
Yeah, I think you kind of are hitting on a lot of things that were running through my head. I think when I first started at... McGill, I was doing more all-nighters than I am doing now, and I think for similar reasons, a lot of procrastination, and because I was young and spry 3 years ago. But I think as well, what you said about it being a game is really true, and I know that there was always a certain pride when the sun would come up, and I was still awake, and I was doing my work, and it was like, yeah, I did this. But I know that that's kind of was, I think, experiences from first year. And then I think in second year, I had a lot more problems with anxiety and stress. And that's when my all-nighters became less productive, less successful. And then as they became less successful in terms of work, the sport kind of turned on me, where it was shameful and like disappointing in myself if I couldn't stay awake and couldn't produce this work. And now at the end of my third year, I'm not really in a stage where I do all-nighters anymore. I really think I had the realization that physically I need sleep to function, like it's a physical thing. But in lieu of doing all-nighters, my friends know me to have the most messed up sleep schedule ever, like sleeping from 4 till 8 and then staying awake from like 8 till 7 a.m. and then sleeping from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and going to class at 9:30, like stupid things like that. But that is really a part of my lifestyle, and it still is today when I'm taking summer courses and I can't study all night in the library and I don't know what to do.
Similarly to the both of you, I actually feel like I've definitely lessened the amount of all-nighters I do now in comparison to first year. I think there was like such a thrill in staying up in the library and seeing people staying up as well at the same time as you, and kind of scheduling all-nighters with friends is like a sort of like fun thing to do. And I think as I started doing all-nighters more by myself second year, I started having more of like a, I guess it was more of like a sport also because I would try to run around the city kind of. I would change locations every couple hours in order to like have episodes to my riding. And it was kind of like an intrinsic feeling. I felt like I would get in this sort of mode where, you know, you're holding the night and you can write so much because everybody else is resting and there's so much more thought you can produce or something. I'm not sure. And I just love to run by the idea of like trying my best for a couple hours, like really trying my best.
What do you mean when you say holding the night?
I just kind of feel like the moment where it's dark and you don't see many people on the streets and people are resting, or at least you assume they are, and you're still awake and you have a task to do, you just have a very different energy within yourself because you feel lesser humans awake experiencing this moment consciously. You just feel like you're one of the few. And then when people will wake up, you'll know what just preceded in the past hours that they didn't experience. And it's kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you kind of feel, like, special. Like, I used to feel special. Like, I did that. I stayed awake. I saw everything. I saw the sunrise. And now you other people are waking up and starting your day. But, like, here I am. I've conquered this night. And hopefully, whenever I was trying to finish.
Mm-hmm. So something that I think would be worth discussing is since this is an interview series about mostly work, you know, people who are working nights, what place do we all feel the all-night study culture has in that? I mean, personally, I feel like I believe that students are occupied in the same way anybody with another living is. I mean, obviously, students work other jobs at the same time. Depending on their needs, they'll, you know, you'll have a job on the side as well as studying, either part time or full time, maybe both, which is perhaps one of the reasons why people work night study at night, because that's the only time they have to do it because they're so busy studying and working, you know, at class and wherever they're employed during the day. But I guess my point is, you know, there's some doubt that all-night study culture has the same significance to this ongoing series about the phenomenon of working nights. And personally, I think students count just as much as people who are working nights. But I'm curious to find out how you guys feel about that.
Well, I think I'm not sure if this is right where you're going, but I know that my work life does have a huge impact on my study culture. In the first year, I was working in a bar until 3 or 4 in the morning, and perhaps that's why I was better at pulling all-nighters as well. And in second and third year, I've kept day jobs on the weekends, and sometimes they've bled into the week, the working Monday or Friday, for example, when I don't have class. And there was very much a system I had where I would be at work until 4 or 5 in the afternoon on the weekends, come home and sleep for a few hours, and then stay awake for the rest of the night studying. And that would be that. And it was like, that was my system. It actually was a routine, like 100%, and it very much could still be a routine when I go back in September, because that's still my kind of work schedule right now.
But. Yeah, I personally have not been in the situation of working at the same time as I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in some ways that added to the guilt of pulling all-nighters, just being like, I have no excuse. But I think the question that you posed, I guess, regarding whether this is like something that's worth speaking about is really interesting. And I do think there's this weird, like, sense of, like, students are... Sometimes I feel like when people around me that are at school feel like they're, like, in a transition in their lives for 4 years where they're not actually living, mm-hmm. and they're in between two phases, like, being a child and being real, and that they're just, like, this constant passage, and that it doesn't matter as much or something because it's not as real, but it's very real, and I think when you start to realize that is when you start to put importance into your work,
yeah.
as a genuine thing, and I think that comes with years too, and that's why maybe you pull less all-nighters because you put more importance into it, and so I think this is like a valuable thing to put, and obviously you can't compare like this work with like some other jobs, or there's just things that aren't comparable, but there's still things that can be talked about in terms of nightlife.
Yeah. Sure. I think it's also worth mentioning, I mean, when asked, many students will say student as their occupation. For example, you know, some government documents will require you to list how you spend your days, where you're employed, and student is usually an option. And also, I mean, as we've seen, students fight for their right to strike, and in that way are laborers. But I think we should back up a little bit because I'm hearing a lot of guilt associated with all-nighters from myself and from both of you. And I want to investigate that a little bit because I don't think that is, at least for me, the whole story. I mean, I almost have a little bit of pride in my ability to work all night to like accomplish these marathons, and I don't really look back on it all with regret. I think that there were a few times when pulling an all-nighter was really given the options, the best choice, and I guess, you know, I disciplined myself through it and made it happen. I think I relied on that a little too often, but there were times when, you know, as I think anybody faces when they're studying, there's just simply not enough hours in the day, and so you have to sacrifice something. But I guess the question is keeping it in balance, at least that's how I feel. But yeah, why do you think you have this guilt about pulling all-nighters?
I think, like, I can definitely distinguish times where there's been the pride of, like, I stayed up and I like churned that workout and I feel awesome. And I think it's really in those times, those are the times when you're right, when there's not enough hours in a day, there's just other stuff going on and you just have to stay up all night to do this paper. But I think personally, like the times where it has been like no guilt, I can think specifically to just this past semester, I pulled a few like great all-nighters and I felt great about them, and like some things that distinguish them from bad ones is that I didn't go into the all-nighter being like, okay, I have to write this 10-page paper and I have no idea what it's about. The all-nighters I was going into them was like, okay, me and you, we've booked a pod in the cyber tech, we're going to be in it together, we're writing this paper about that, I kind of know where I'm going with that, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to churn it out and it's going to get done. And the nights where I went in like, oh man, like I'm taking this course, and it is when you're just like, I don't really know what I'm doing. You're just in the library alone, just trying to pull something out of your head, but nothing's coming out. And you kind of get stuck in that, like, this is my moment. This is when like it's the final hour and I make something great happen, but you can't make something great happen. And that's when there's a guilty all-nighter.
Yeah. I really feel like the guilt comes from like carelessness. Like, I feel like when it's the moment where I know I had 2 days where I could have maybe worked on it and I ended up not to because I wasted my time doing something else or being distracted, and then I'm, like, hurting my body possibly by disorienting it because I feel tiredness within me. Mm-hmm. And then I end up staying up to finish an assignment that I know, like, I'm not necessarily putting all the energy I could have. But I do really agree, though, that it's not always the case, and I find beauty in the night, and I kind of feel like I secretly trick myself into pulling all-nighters because I like it.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention something that kind of goes back to your previous question about if it's worthwhile, like, talking about. I think I want to stipulate, like, all of my what I'm saying, but I don't think I've ever necessarily wanted to pull an all-nighter, and I think there's always just been that feeling for me that I have to pull an all-nighter. And even when it's those good ones where, like I said, like, I'm meeting up with friends, we're going to do it, we know what we're doing, we just have to do it. Like, yeah. Even those ones, it's not like a, oh, yeah, that's great, let's do an all-nighter. It's like, oh, I have this on my plate, I have that on my plate, this has come up, this happened, and now I have to do this. And I think that kind of links back to the student occupation where we're obligated to do this stuff, and if we don't, we're not really doing our quote-unquote job.
Okay. So you feel like it's part of the job description of being a student is that from time to time you're going to stay up all night studying.
Yeah, you're going to get the work done. And this is kind of where, like, disparities come in, is the job description is do this work. And there's no, well, what if you have to do this? What if you have to work on the side? What if something comes up in your life? What if this happens? What if you just don't understand the class and it takes you double the amount of time to do something? Like,
yeah.
The job description isn't flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a student, somebody said to me that, well, I guess growing up, my mother always talked about the student's curse, which is something that I've heard you mention, not necessarily in the same terms, Shayon, but this feeling like you should always be doing something else, something more, that once you've actually finished your assignments, if you're not working on something else, then you must have missed something, or, you know, you're wasting your time somehow, that you're never finished. And then something else that I've heard is that when you're a student, there's three S's that you have to look after, basically. There's school, and there's your social life, and there's sleep. And you can never have all three at once. And so navigating your time is going to be a question of which of those three you're going to sacrifice. And at least in my experience, I always chose to sacrifice sleep first. And I saw that in most of the people that I was in school with. What do you think about those things? I mean, this so-called student's curse, or the three S's.
I mean, I think that's very symbolic. Like, of just, like,
symbolic.
Symbolic. Sorry.
No. I apologize.
C'est très symbolique de, like, what I've definitely seen around is just, like, well, I'm inspired by this project right now, / I have to make money, / I have to, like, be social, and there's, like, all these inspiring things happening right now, / I'm working on a play, / you know, I have to go on a run today or something to, like somehow compensate. And I think, like, yeah, I think sleep is around what I've seen very often, what goes. But I feel like in the past year, I've actively decided if I left myself a last-minute thing to do and I haven't eaten a good meal in the past 12 hours, then I'm gonna spend an hour cooking and eating my good meal, and then I'll figure everything out after.
Yeah, I actually have been told the three S's things. I was either told it before I came to university or saw it on somewhere online.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's drifting around there, out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember I was thinking about it like a challenge. I think when I remember seeing it very distinctly and being like, well, I will have all three, you watch me.
Yeah.
And that kind of relates back to the game thing. I was going to mention something else, I don't remember. But
we can come back to it.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's, oh yeah, in terms of like being so willing to like give up the sleep, for me, like, in second year when I was having these problems of, like, that all of a sudden my all-nighters were kind of, like, going downhill, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, in my third year, I kind of made the decision to stop pulling all-nighters but instead just mess up my sleep schedule and, like, do that. It was really weird. But
excuse me.
Yeah.
So do you mean that you would you wouldn't like stay up the whole night, but you would study really late or wake up really early and
yeah.
still get not enough sleep?
Like literally, you would be like sleeping from like 2 to 8 p.m. and then staying awake from like 8 until the next day. And
right.
then, yeah, and then like crashing maybe at like 2 p.m. again the next day. And I even remember running into a TA in like in the library late one night and was like, what are you doing here? And he had the exact same sleep pattern as me. And I was so like, you're my TA. And like, this isn't supposed to be a good sleep pattern, but we're both doing it. Like, but going back again, yeah, to the giving up the sleep thing, I remember kind of like shaming myself in second year because I kind of felt I was committing an act of like hubris, like pride, like over pride that like I thought I could just live without sleep, but like it physically wasn't possible. And I think I noticed my like physical abilities that like an essay that physically should have taken me like this long to write, because I had given like taken away all my sleep, it was taking me that much longer. And I had like the mental realization of, Jamie, you're not a superhuman, like you need to sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny, my best friend, who first year everyone called a baby, is now possibly the wisest person in my friend group.
All right. So what have they...
They just have always decided to sleep.
They've always decided to sleep.
They always put sleep before the two other S's.
We'll hear more on my conversation with Jayon and Jamika in the coming weeks, including talk about strategies students use to stay up when they have to study late and how all-nighters affect our bodies and minds.